Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has purchased the Washington Post for $250 million. To help us understand this better, Brad Stone joins me now. He's a senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek, and he wrote a book about Jeff Bezos and Amazon called The Everything Store. So why is Bezos doing this, Brad? What is up?
Well, it certainly surprised a lot of people. Amazon has moved in various ways to cut out the old traditional gatekeepers, you know, with its Kindle publishing program that lets authors publish directly to readers, its Amazon Studios program where they're creating TV shows. So going and rescuing an old line newspaper company is surprising, but clearly Jeff Bezos thinks that, you know, that management philosophy he has with a long-term orientation and patience and willing to experiment can help rescue, you know, even a company like the Washington Post.
And so Amazon has had all kinds of criticism for being bad for book publishers, bad for authors. And I understand Jeff Bezos is doing this apart from Amazon, but still, Amazon is in the media business as far as the Kindles and e-readers. How does Bezos owning the Post help Amazon in those efforts?
Well, we'll see. They're separate. It's tempting to look at, you know, the Post and its assets as some sort of advantage for the Kindle ecosystem, but I think we have to take him at their word. He's providing the capital. The Washington Post management is staying in place. Jeff, you know, invests in teams that he thinks are passionate. You know, he was an early investor in Google because he loved, you know, Larry Page and Sergey Brin's, you know, stubbornness and their willingness to invest in technology. I think that's what's happening here. You know, he's known Don Graham for many years and thinks that they can revive this franchise if given some capital and some runway to try new things.
What do you think is going to come out of this? What's this going to lead to?
I think it's going to lead to a healthier Washington Post. I mean, if you look at the old, you know, news brands that are thriving, they tend to be the ones that have patient backers and, you know, willingness to kind of experiment and, you know, which is hard because if your business is based on newspaper subscriptions and print ads, you know, then you've got to cater to that. But now with the Bezos largesse and perhaps, you know, some relief from their pension obligations, I think you're just, you know, this is going to be a newspaper that's freer to try new things in a little bit of the same way we've seen, you know, organizations like Bloomberg and the New York Times try new things. So it should be good for a storied media franchise.
Okay, thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you.
Brad Stone, senior business writer at Bloomberg Businessweek and author of the upcoming book, The Everything Store.